It's 89.9 KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're just a few days from the end of 2012, and as we embark on a new year, we bid adieu to some notable Southern Californians whom we lost over the past 12 months. In their own way, they tell us something about Los Angeles, the city, and the region. And here with us to remember some of the Angelenos we lost over the last year, Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
There are so many people who touched us as Angelenos, whom we lost this past year. Obviously, can't talk about everyone, but suffice it to say, we did lose some gems. And I guess we would be remiss if we didn't start with the most recent tragedy, which was Jenny Rivera, who died in that plane crash.
At the end of every year, I do like to take a look back and think about what we learned about Los Angeles in the people who passed during the year and what it might tell us about the city. And I think in the whole experience around Jenny Rivera passing, I think we, especially those of us in more of the mainstream media, learned a lot. We knew about the musical culture of banda. We knew about the crowds that come into the concerts, but we didn't know the full scope, I don't think, of the adoration and the love and the familial connections here. I mean, she's got a very interesting family, a multilingual family with ties on both sides of the border that's also, you know, in the grand tradition of a musical family here in Los Angeles, not unlike the Jacksons.
Not unlike the Jacksons and some others. I want to talk about, of course, we had Dick Clark and Don Cornelius.
Sure, and these are two guys who were television impresarios who brought music to the masses in a way in their dance shows on television. Yeah. But it's funny, they both started somewhere else, Clark in Philadelphia,
that's
Cornelius
right.
in Chicago, but really hit it big when they came to Los Angeles and sort of became part of the overall entertainment culture here. And I think it was kind of interesting that both of these giants of that genre died the same year.
Died the same year, yeah. The past year, of course, we commemorated 20 years on a darker time in Los Angeles, the L.A. riots. We lost Rodney King in the last year.
Well, it was interesting to see the reaction to that. I mean, I think there was some kind of civic ambiguous feelings about Rodney King, and you saw them come out in the coverage of the reactions to his death. One, it was like, okay, well, here's a guy who was an iconic figure and also someone who people wanted to know, well, did he ever get his life together? Was he constantly, in trouble? And he was constantly in trouble, but he also had some interesting stuff going on. He had a book out this year, just before he died. And another interesting figure who died this year was Mervin Dimely, who was the first black lieutenant governor of California, but also was he's more interesting in a Los Angeles context of a product of the black politics of South Los Angeles and Compton. And he bridged so many eras. I mean, he was involved as a legislator before he was lieutenant governor. So he goes back to the 1960s. And he could say that in his career, which had a couple of acts, and in his passing, he kind of lived through the whole era of the rise and the peaking of black politics in Los Angeles. And he kind of puts a little punctuation on that whole era.
And last but not least, whom we should talk about and mention, of course, is the late, great Ray Bradbury.
Sure. How can you do a segment on Los Angeles without talking about Ray Bradbury? You know, he worked here most of the time.
Yeah.
There's now an intersection outside the Central Library named for him.
And L.A. shaped a lot of Ray Bradbury, right? You can read it and feel it in his writing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he had a real Hollywood streak running through him as well, you know, as a literary streak.
Yeah. Well, we march on to 2013. Next week, of course, New Year's Eve, and we'll talk to you for LA Observed then. Kevin Roderick, thanks.
We'll be back then, Steve. Thank you.